Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the 816, can we hear Dusty trying to defend Bobby Witt Jr.'s stats compared to Ohtani, including pitching, since stats don't lie to him? I could just start from the top. My argument was that Shohei Ohtani is a DH. Bobby Witt Jr. is a five-tool player. Shohei Ohtani is not a five-tool player. Again, opinions are opinions. If I had a draft based on age and the athlete itself, I'm taking Bobby Witt Jr., the number one overall pick.
And I am really surprised, quite honestly, that more of these owners in baseball haven't pushed for guys to be more like Shohei Ohtani because they're so cheap and don't want to pay anybody. You know, like they go out there, hey, can you do both sides of the ball? That way we can pay you one salary and get two players out of the deal. Like, I am really shocked we haven't seen more of that happen in Major League Baseball, more of a push for that in Major League Baseball.
Right. So yesterday, I guess it was a main story, right? Because we were on the air talking about the AFC North and all the quarterbacks that are going to start this week in the AFC North. It's manhandled by Aaron Rodgers at 41 in Pittsburgh, who's on a bye, so they're not playing.
They're not playing, man.
Jake Browning, who's going to – Zach Taylor's just, you know, Jake Browning is the Titanic. Zach Taylor is the captain of that ship. He's just going to go down. I think he said he's going to stick with his guy.
He said he really, the lies, sure, you know, yeah. I really trust and believe and going forward with Jake. Right. You got to say that, man. It's September. You had no choice but to say that.
Jake Browning's in Cincinnati. Then you go to, Baltimore. It could be Cooper Rush. Cause yep. Lamar Jackson was, not a practice participant yesterday. Obviously it is Wednesday. Today is Thursday. More will be telling the rest of the week.
And then, we'll talk about that weird situation.
Today. Right.
That is a bizarre situation.
Sounds like a little bit of saving face to me.
I think so, situation. Too. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Ah, Andrew.
But then again, if it's not, Andrew. John Harbaugh could literally tell.
You know, Bob, that's really none of your business.
Yeah, so that's true. You look at that sort of stuff, and then there is the comments yesterday about everybody that had a take on this, which was the Shador Sanders thing.
Right.
Right. And I thought what was interesting about that is that you had multiple people on different platforms from all over continuing to talk about this, right? And I think it's interesting when you look at what's going on because Rex Ryan yesterday or 2 days ago, I think it was, or a few days ago, I don't know, he was on First Take and he was talking about Shador Sanders.
I think he's a Monday guest.
Is that what it is? Monday?
I think
so
he is.
So they had him on and he basically was like, you need to get your ass in the front of the row. You need to stop talking. You need to, you know, do this. You got talent. You just need to shut your mouth and learn. Essentially, those were the words. And I think that when you look at that sort of situation and hear that, and then you hear the announcement that Dylan Gabriel is going to be the starter in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So what do the smart media members do? They rush to Shador's locker. And they ask him what he thinks about Dylan Gabriel, his teammate, being promoted to the starting quarterback. Shador Sanders responds by pantomiming his response by just wording things with his mouth, not saying anything.
Right.
So what does everybody do? They gravitate to the outlandish behavior. They go towards Shador Sanders and they say, this kid is out of control. This kid is just not good right now. Like, he's doing all these things that are bad. And I think, in my personal opinion, there are two sides to blame here. I think that Shador set himself up for failure with the way that he carried himself in college,
yep.
The way he carried himself from the draft.
Yep.
I am not giving him any excuses for that. You built this fake empire that you were this guy. Yes, your dad is promoting you. We know who Deion Sanders is. We know that Deion Sanders is, you know, flamboyantly loud. He's colorful. He's all these things. He's prime. He's also a dad.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to promote your kids.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
You didn't give a rip about tennis 5 years ago. By God, you're in Bonner Springs watching tennis. It's the greatest night of your life.
Yeah.
And that's what dads do.
Right.
And I do think there is a lot of blame on Shador Sanders' camp in this whole thing, because this is your bed, kid. You made it. I say kid, he's 23 years old.
He's a kid.
We were all dumbasses at 23.
We're all dumbasses till you're about 30. And you really are. And then most of us are dumbasses after. But
I think that he has not done himself any favors.
Nope.
But I also think that he's kind of now put himself in a lose-lose situation, which to me is one of the worst-case scenarios you could ever put yourself in. I also blame media, because how many third-string quarterbacks can you name in the NFL?
Well, ever.
Okay.
Ever.
And not only
string.
That.
Who's the third string for the Chiefs?
It was Bailey Zappe.
Yeah, right. I couldn't tell you who the third-string quarterback is here in Kansas City.
Oh, but I'm sure that text line knows exactly
who. Well, good
who
for
it
them.
Is. But, like, you don't know the third string in Jacksonville?
No.
You don't know who's behind Carson Wentz
in
Minnesota?
The third string in New York because it's Jameis Winston.
Right, because of who he is.
Right.
Now, again.
Or maybe it's Russell Wilson.
I also think people like Rex Ryan are to blame for the situation that is building in football around Shador. Like, I could care less about what happens in Cleveland. I'm just doing a job as a sports radio host and talking about topics that are moving the needle in sports on Thursday.
Right.
And this is clearly definitely one of them.
Oh, it's a needle
because
mover, yeah.
There are people in the media that it's like, I ask the question, why do you care? And people will say this on the text, and I guarantee, then why do you care? Why are you talking about it? Because there's two different issues here. It's not a, why do I? I don't care if Shador Sanders starts or plays. I don't care if he's the backup pantomiming or whatever. But he did that because Rex Ryan took a jab at trying to say, like, cross your arms, shut your mouth, and sit in the front row. And don't. First off, you're not my coach. Mm-hmm. You're not my father. You're not my boss. You're not God. But, like, that's what I don't understand. Like, Rex Ryan doesn't need to say that. Like, why do you care so much, Rex?
Well,
and then you ask why he does this. He's taking a shot at Rex Ryan, which then we go back to the other side. Two wrongs do not make a right. How many times have you told that to your kids
right.
in life?
Yeah.
Like, if that's the case,
today?
And, like, or just, like, do what Marshawn Lynch did. I'm here so I don't get fined. Hey, what do you think about Dylan Gabriel getting the job? Why don't you ask him? He's right over there. His locker room's over there. Ask Dylan Gabriel.
I'll just say this. It is, at the end of the day, an ultimate failure on the part of the Browns PR staff, though. Shador Sanders should not be in an open locker room. Like you can control that. When was the last time you saw the Chiefs' third-string quarterback parade around the locker room? Like, even when Patrick Mahomes was the backup, he was not available for interviews. And if he was in there, he would always say, hey, man, it's not my team. You know, you go talk to Alex Smith. So the PR team for the Denver or for the Cleveland Browns, major fail on their side of things to allow Shador Sanders to be in that open locker room. The third string quarterback should not be being talked to anybody, because every time that somebody talks to this guy, there's a story about Shador
sure.
Sanders, right? So they need to do a better job of keeping the second string quarterback and the third string quarterback. You're not part of the team. We're going to talk to the quarterback. We'll talk to the people who are on the team right now.
We'll also go talk to the guy that got promoted.
Well, that's exactly right.
And
yeah,
they did.
Right. Yeah. And they did. And look, I've been in locker rooms. You've been in
but
locker
what'd
rooms.
What did you see more of yesterday?
Shador. See, I have no idea what
Dylan
Gabriel,
Gabriel too,
I
personally. I saw more Shador. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You saw more of the Shador thing.
I couldn't pick, speak to Gabriel.
But I couldn't pick Dylan Gabriel out of a lineup, right? But I, if Dylan
could, he would go like this.
Oh, there's a short guy over there. But also, too, like, when I was raised covering the NFL, man, I had a lot of good adults that I could look up to that were in this league. Dick Vermeil, Carl Peterson, like, there were, like, you know, Trent Green. There were guys in this league that when you went into that locker room as a 23, 24-year-old kid, you're like, I'm among some of the legends here of this. Tony Gonzalez, obviously, you know, at that point in time, Priest Holmes. And all of those guys always talked about the privilege that it is to play in the NFL. And Carl and Vermeil were really big on this. It's not your right to play in the NFL. It is a privilege to play in the National Football League. And right now, Deion Sanders' son, Shador, is acting immature, ignorant, and he's a distraction. He's the third quarterback. quarterback on the roster. We should not hear from the third quarterback or the backup quarterback for any football team. And so Rex Ryan did what he did. But at the end of the day, he's paid to do that. Rex is paid to have a hot take. And everybody, he may have made that on Monday, maybe Tuesday. It's later in the week. We're still talking about it. Like, Rex Ryan moves the needle for ESPN. There's no question about that. So he's paid to give his opinions. I like his opinion, even if we may not agree with it. At least it's an opinion. At least it's a take. At least it's not something that, you know, like Ryan Clark or, you know, somebody like that or Orlovsky. Rex Ryan has an opinion. And Shedeur Sanders, if you're going to be a quarterback in this league, you can't be responding to the media. You can't be doing that kind of stuff. I just think Shedeur Sanders is one of those guys, and we've all seen him. He was a silver spooner growing up his entire life, right? His dad took care of everything for him. He never really had to be a quote-unquote adult in the real world. And when you get there for the first time and dad's not there to pick up the mess and clean up everything for you, you don't know how to act. Shedeur Sanders needs to grow up. He needs to mature. He needs to act like an adult if he's going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Because if you're going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, you're in charge of that entire organization. Shedeur doesn't seem ready to be that guy quite yet.
He could be playing this week.
I know. I'd love to see him play.
For the Browns or for the Baltimore Ravens, who he said to. He said, no, I don't want to go play behind a two-time MVP and one of the best coaches in the NFL and learn.
Right.
And go take in information. No, I want to be the starter, and I'm just going to go be an immature D-bag and work my way to the top. I'm glad the Browns are at least standing their ground here and not giving in and saying, you know what, everyone wants Shedeur Sanders. All right, let's go put him in. Like, if he hasn't earned it, he hasn't earned it.
Right.
He could have said yesterday, hey, man, way to go, Dylan Gabriel. Really excited to back him up and be there for him. We're in the film room. We're working hard. Like, then you're right. I still would have heard more about Shedeur Sanders, but it would have been a positive connotation.
Right. Yes.
He's the one driving the narrative still in my mind.
I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah. The media says stuff all the time. You don't respond. You don't. You cannot respond. Or if you really have a problem with it, call that guy and say,
now
hey,
he
man.
Can't win. Now, if he doesn't respond or he's like, I have no comment on that, they're going to be like, all right, Shedeur's a coward. Now he's just not talking.
I don't think that's the case. Okay. I don't know. I think if somebody does that, then they're out of touch. I really do. Like, it's the third string quarterback on an NFL team. The league. Fifth round draft pick as well. A third round quarterback that was picked in the fifth round. There's no reason that guy needs to be an open mic night.
Yeah. He was a fifth round draft pick because of himself too, though, right?
Yeah.
This is not the normal fifth round draft pick.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He did it to himself. Like, everything that's happening with Shedeur Sanders right now, it has shown that fifth round pick has not humbled him at all. It has not changed his mindset of who he needs to be and how he needs to go about his business. You would have thought being talked about as a first round pick and then falling to the fifth round to Cleveland would have straightened him up. That would have been the scared straight program. He's continued to be that same type of guy that's getting the headlines for all the wrong reasons. When was the last time you saw an athlete do mime?
Yeah, what? Weird.
I mean, it's stupid.
Dude,
it's
mimes
immature.
Dude, mimes don't talk. They do when they're having sex. Shout out Saving Silverman, Jack Black, and Steve Zahn. And Jason Biggs. And I forget what that
Whatever girl. Happened to that guy? Is he still around?
You should look it up. He got into alcohol and drugs.
Oh, no.
Oh, yep. Dang.
He's sober now, though, but he did a sit down, I believe. But yeah, he got after the American Pie 2 movie, I believe, Jason Biggs was like, I am Jim.
Oh, no. He like thought he
no,
was.
No, I don't think he just.
Okay.
He just.
Because I was just reading something about James Gandolfini this morning, and he never did late night TV. And, you know, Letterman and all that, because he never wanted to, like, get that character ruined and changed and for people to think that it wasn't really real. Like, he didn't want to go outside of that realm. I thought that was kind of bizarre. And then when you said that about him, like, oh, no, he's channeling, you know, his character from American Pie. Oh, no.
No, I don't know how many people actually. I know we're going to break, but I know there's a Bond character. He only did one movie. It was George Lazenby. Honor Her Majesty's Secret Services.
He played James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that guy's name.
I can give
name.
You a great story. This guy, yeah, George Lazenby, or some people say Lazenby. He actually fooled the Broccoli family who did the Bond movies because he created a fake collateral and he went in there with headshots. He goes, hey, I've only got 3 hours for this interview because I've got a couple of movies lined up, but I want to give you my respects because of this.
Love it.
Had no movies. Bonds were panicking because this was between Connery and Roger Moore. They had no Bond. Connery was done. And so they're like, all right, call that guy back. He fits the script. He's English. He's good looking. Let's just call Lazenby. They gave him the role. It's normally a 3-year contract that you get for Bond movies. Lazenby did the movie and then went to round and said, "I am James Bond." Ordered all shaken, not stirred martinis. Didn't pay for drinks. And
like in real life.
In real life.
Oh God!
Can't pay. Can't pay. Yeah, he's done.
You. That's like insert, you know who I am, guy.
Roger Moore. And yeah. then all the wow. terrible Bond movies began. Again, you're either Connery or Roger Moore in this case.
Oh my God! I had no idea. Yeah, that's a great awesome. Story. That's
Honor,
fantastic.
Imagine Secret Service, the only movie in which James Bond gets married.
Really?
Yeah. And then Blofeld kills her at the end.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Get into Bond with me, man, whenever you want. I have the hardest debate you could ever have with me is, who would you rather be, Indiana Jones or James Bond? I don't know the answer to that question.
I think it's James Bond because you didn't have to have a big boulder chase you, and you had beautiful women for James Bond and like little lasers out of your cufflinks.
You got beautiful women when you're indie.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Elsa the German.
Yeah, but James Bond,
all I have
Bond,
to do
man.
Is squeeze. All I have to do is scream.
Yeah,
fair point.
James Bond, man. I know. That dude.
I get it. I don't know the answer.
It ain't Rocky.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, definitely not. I think I'd rather be Muhammad Ali.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.